Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 104 of The 80%. Gusto mo bang mag-relocate sa ibang bansa, either for work or studies or permanently? Then this episode is for you. Today, makakausap natin si Kring Lacson of The Greener Side Podcast, kung saan magbibigay siya ng tips kung paano nga ba makapag-abroad. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Hello, Kring! Happy New Year! Kamusta?
Hello, Fitz! Happy New Year! Mabuti naman ako dito and I live in Wellington, New Zealand, the windiest city in the world. So as usual, magulo ang buhok ko. Kumusta ka na?
Wow! Ayos naman, medyo malamig na dito sa Pilipinas. Lumalamig ba dyan sa New Zealand? I'm not very familiar with the weather.
Baliktad yung seasons dito, no? So ngayong December, it's summer. Tapos, yung winter namin is sa June.
Kaya pala pag ano, Christmas season, ang nakikita ko sa mga taga-Australia, mga sexy outfit yung mga Santa costumes nila.
Oo, dito din marami ka na makikita. Marami ka na makikita ang naka-bikini at nasa beach.
Welcome sa The 80% Podcast, Kring. And of course, for the sake of our listeners, I hope you can introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Kring Lacson. I'm 30 years old. I used to live in Manila for 26 years and worked there as a broadcast journalist and also a public relations executive before I decided to move to New Zealand last 2017. So I've been here for almost 5 years now. And I initially came here as a student and eventually I got a job. And so I work in marketing here for one of the government agencies of the country.
And of course, Kring, you have a podcast, no? Magkasama tayo sa Podcast Network Asia.
Yes.
And can you tell us more about The Greener Side Podcast? What is it about?
Yes, okay. So The Greener Side Podcast is for everyone, for anyone who is aiming to move overseas. So ang aim ng podcast na ito is to help people process their documents for their visa. Kasi pag nag-iisip tayo na mag-migrate, parang iniisip pa lang natin nakaka-overwhelm na eh. Kasi we know that there's a lot of processes involved in migrating. And so the greener side helps by giving people a rundown of the visa processes for each country, whether if you're applying to be a student or for work, as well as yung mga cultural adjustments that you will have to make. So ayun, talagang we just aim to help everybody who wants to move out of the Philippines to move out.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to create that podcast?
Oo, Fitz, kasi maraming nagtatanong sa akin kung paano ba mag-migrate sa New Zealand. Ever since I came here, maraming nagtatanong talaga kasi gusto talaga nilang lumipat dito, lalo na noong height of the pandemic. And so, naisip ko, mahilig naman ako sa podcast at marami rin nagtatanong sa akin. So why not marry the two and actually make a podcast para isang bagsakan na lang. Lahat ng nagtatanong sa akin, pwede na lang sila makinig sa podcast. And so, yeah, that's how it all started. And it's been 6 months. And yeah, we've had 15 episodes so far.
I actually have a similar experience dun naman sa personal finance na blog ko. I used to be an engineer and then I became an entrepreneur. And pag may college reunion, high school reunion, or yung mga old friends ko, they learn na nagnenegosyo ako. They always ask me, paano mo ginawa? How did you resign from your job and start a business? And yun din yung naging inspiration ko kung bakit ako napunta sa blogging and personal finance space, because gusto ko rin na makatulong doon sa mga friends ko, but also to other Filipinos in helping them learn how to properly take care of their finances. And pinapakinggan ko yung mga episodes mo, no? Marami ka lang na interview ng mga Filipinos na nag-relocate abroad. And para sa akin, I still find very interesting yung mga nasi-share nila na stories. So para sa akin, ang nagiging value ng mga episodes mo sa akin ay yung mga nasi-share nila na experiences, because of course, there are still lessons to be learned there. Sa mga nakakausap mo, Kring, ano ba yung mga common reasons bakit nag-relocate overseas ang mga Pinoy?
Ang napansin ko, no, is that people really want a better life overseas. And by better life, I mean better social security and a higher salary. And that really is the primary reason why people want to leave. And may mga tao na ang route nila is to study. But ultimately, for the people that I interview, they study so that they could stay in the country. And, oo. So talagang dulot nga sa kahirapan or sa pagkakaalam natin na yung peso doesn't hold a lot of power globally. That's the reason why a lot of people choose to migrate.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that some of them, through studying yung ginagamit na, how do you call that? Strategy, no?
Oh, parang and pathway.
Pathway. So, when you say study, meaning magtitake sila ng master's, tama ba? Or doctorate abroad?
Oo, may mga nagtitake ng master's. Tapos meron din, depending on the country, meron rin kasing mga one-year programs that people can take. So for my case here in New Zealand, I had a one-year course. And the intention really was to eventually stay here. And I saw that that was the fastest option. And so I chose that one-year study. Para siyang diploma course.
Ah, okay. Eh, yung nakahanap ng love life, may mga nakakausap ka na bang ganon? Or nakikalala ka ganon?
Well, yung sa podcast, no, we encourage people to go to a country based on their own means, through jobs or through studying. But wala pa akong nai-interview na nakapunta sila through a jowa, like a local, a foreigner. Pero, may mga iba na talagang they don't disclose it, but some people I interviewed actually went to their countries because nagkaroon sila ng partner doon.
I think mas common na nakapag-relocate sila overseas tapos doon nakahanap ng love life, no?
Oo, yun yung case sa akin eh. Nandito na ako, tapos after mga half a year, nakilala ko yung partner ko ngayon. Tapos sa Auckland kami nagkakilala.
All right. So, I'm sure you've heard a lot of interesting stories dun sa mga nakausap mo, na interview mo, na nag-relocate abroad. Can you share some of the interesting stories that you've heard from those people that you've interviewed?
Okay. So, ang mga pinaka-naaalala ko na interesting tidbits is, first of all, sa Spain. Yung na-interview ko, si Irene Falco, She went to Spain on a Schengen visa, and then she found, through her freelancing, she found a client there. And through that client, she was able to secure a freelancer visa. So, who knew, diba, na may freelancer visa pala ang Spain? And, ang maganda pa is, ang mga Pilipino, dahil guilty ang mga Spanish that they colonized us for 300 years, eh, ang mga Pilipino, we are allowed to, if we know how to speak Spanish, we only need 2 years of residence in Spain before we could get citizenship. And that is by far the fastest route of citizenship that we have heard of. So, yung sa Spain. Sa Germany naman, marami palang schools doon, international schools, libre yung education for international students. So,
okay.
Yeah. And nakaka-surprise siya, no? Kasi yung interviewee ko, she didn't get free education kasi executive master's. So parang yung high business course. But for the most part, a lot of the university courses are free, even for international students. And sinabi ko ngayon sa boyfriend ko, kasi taga-France siya, sabi ko, grabe, libre yung sa Germany. Tapos sabi niya, marami namang countries sa Europe ang libre for international students. So, yeah, I haven't researched it yet, pero I will, because that it would be a good option for a lot of Filipinos.
When you say libre, is it just the tuition or pati yung board and lodging, accommodation, allowance? What have you
Mm-mm.
heard?
Mm-mm. Ang libre lang is yung tuition. So for the board and lodging and everything, you still provide that. But for the most part, if you are an international student, your student visa allows you to work part-time hours. So you can still have money. You can still have work despite studying.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Binance. Binance is the world's largest online cryptocurrency exchange. In Binance, you can trade and invest in crypto, buy and sell NFTs, earn from staking, liquidity farming, crypto mining, and you can even learn all about blockchain, crypto, and the metaverse from their free academy. Create a free account today and discover the world of crypto. Just go to bit.ly/createfreebinance. That's bit.ly/createfreebinance. You can also check out and click the link in the episode description. That's it. Now back to our episode.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I have a friend who wants to relocate to Japan. He's looking at teaching positions kasi teacher siya dito. What are the things that he should know or remember dun sa gagawin niya?
Mm-mm. The fact that he is a teacher and he is fluent in English already gives him a very good chance of moving to Japan as a teacher, as an English teacher. And so what he would probably need to do is to check if he needs to have his license, teaching license, translated or registered in Japan. Kasi may ibang countries na kailangan nila ng registration ng profession mo. And like translated kumbaga, and see if it meets the standards of the country. So in New Zealand, they do that for nurses, for doctors, for engineers. And so for Japan, he might have to check if he needs that. Tapos, gaya nga ng advice mo palagi, fits, no? Kailangan lang niya ng 6 months worth of emergency savings for when he moves there. And also, once he moves there, it would be great if he could join mga hobby groups. Because that is the way that you could develop your own language skills. Yung na-interview ko sa Japan, si Ramtan, he did not speak Japanese at all when he moved there. But it was only through sports groups. Dahil puro mga Hapon yung kasama niya, they started interacting with each other slowly until eventually, ngayon, fluent na siya 4 years on in Japan.
Tama, tama. So, are you saying na it's not always required to know how to speak yung foreign language ng country na pupuntahan mo?
Oh, no. It's not always required. It will be easier for you if you know the language or if you know at least a little bit of it. But for a lot of countries, yung mga capitals nila would have a lot of English-speaking companies. Sa Japan, maraming multi-global companies that have English as their first language. Our interviewee in his company had English dun sa office nila. A lot of countries in Europe as well have English-speaking companies. And for our interviewee in Germany, nahirapan na siyang matutong mag-German kasi sa company niya, English yung language nila. And so, no. The answer is no. You really don't need to know the language. But it would help if you knew a bit.
Yeah, I definitely think there's an advantage if you know. Pero it's good to learn na hindi siya requirement. Kasi I think some Filipinos, for whatever reason, they're thinking of relocating to a particular country. Pero the number one obstacle na naiisip nila ay, naku, kailangan ko sigurong mag-aral ng language. I don't know. Have you heard of a country na if you want to relocate them, talagang mandatory that you know the language or wala?
Depende yun sa ano mo, no? Sa kukunin mong visa. Kung may work visa ka for a multinational, multi-global company that doesn't require you to speak the language, then you wouldn't need to produce it. If, let's say, for example, by some chance you get a student visa in a primarily non-English speaking country, you might have to secure a language exam. But that is dependent on the school you will get as well as the country.
What are the other things that people need to consider, aside from the most obvious, which is yung finances, of course, other than the finance part, the money part, what are the things that people need to consider if they're thinking of relocating abroad?
I think what a lot of people don't think about when they move overseas is that it can take a heavy toll on your mental health. And so you really need to mentally prep yourself for it. The fact that you're moving away from your family, from your friends, and from everyone you know. Tapos, depende pa sa country na lilipatan mo, baka may winter na sobrang lamig at wala masyadong araw for 3 months. It may become like a real struggle for you. And so what you need to do is just research some mental health groups in the country, mental health support systems. Check the weather because sa Pilipinas, hindi naman tayo masyadong hindi natin tinitingnan yung weather reports masyado. But in a country with 4 seasons, it is very important to check the weather every day. important din na, that aside, important din na hindi mo ikwenta ang pera. Like, kasi nung una akong lumipat ng New Zealand, namamahalan ako sa pagkain. Sabi ko, huy, ang mga meals dito, 500 pesos. Ang mahal-mahal. You learn very quickly not to do that. Kasi lahat talaga mas mahal. And you'll just feel sad about it. So, yun yung mga primary talaga na kailangan mo matutunan.
So, mental preparation, more than anything, I would say, no? Kasi you're uprooting yourself, di ba?
And, yes.
You are trying to establish yourself. And I think not necessarily din yung migrating, kahit na yung magtatrabaho ka or mag-aaral ka, kasi that will be several years also. You have to stay in a country for several years. And very good tip, I think, yung weather. Kasi nga dito sa Pilipinas, it's either maaraw or umuulan, di ba? So, but the temperature basically is the same. Ang tatanong mo lang sa sarili mo ay kung magdadala ka ba ng payong o hindi.
Mm-mm.
But in other countries, merong outfit consideration, no? May mga,
yes,
ano, no? And I think that's also one thing that you mentioned na very important is yung research. Kasi one of the things that I've learned from listening to your podcast is kung gusto mong mag-relocate sa isang bansa, kailangan talaga mag-research kasi kaya naman, no? Kaya naman.
Yes.
It's not impossible. So, pwede silang magtapon ng dart sa world map kung gusto nila. Tapos, I'm sure there are ways to migrate or relocate to that particular country. But in general, what are your top three tips if someone is planning to relocate to another country for whatever reason? Ano ba yung top three things in mind na dapat tatandaan nila?
Okay, first of all, you need to have, it would be useful if you have a folder ready with your documents, basic documents. So by this, I mean a copy of your passport, your NBI, SSS, then ang iyong job contract, ang iyong diploma, at ang iyong transcript of records. Kasi lagi yung hinihingi, or most of the time, hinihingi yung mga documents na yan kapag mag-a-apply kayo ng kahit anumang visa. So, it's good to have them on hand and have them ready so that, you know, that's one less thing for you to think about when you start applying. It's also, again, important to do your research on the country. It's good to know what type of lifestyle you will lead. It's good to know what the culture is beforehand so that helps you in mentally preparing yourself. And also, it would be good to know what your estimated budget would be. Kasi if you go to a grocery, let's say, the prices will really vary. It's going to be totally different from when you were in the Philippines. Let's say, for example, dito sa New Zealand, mura ang onions pero napaka mahal ng avocado. So, yeah, you don't know that. You won't know that if you don't do your research. If sa Pilipinas, let's say, minsan mura ang seafood, dito sa New Zealand, napakamahal. Pinakamahal siya na type of meat. So again, if mahilig ka sa seafood, you won't know that unless you do your research. I think it would also be important to know how the people in the country that you are moving to interact, or what their ano ba yun? Yung mga social manners would be. It just helps you adjust better. And it helps you interact with people better also.
Oo. For example, ang mga Pinoy, pag nagkikita, ang mga magkakaibigan, nagbebeso-beso. But I don't think you can do that if you go to Japan, for example. Parang wala yung beso culture sa kanila kasi they're very mindful of their personal space doon, no? So bow lang sila doon, no, when they're greeting each other. So yeah, I like that tip, no, the i-research yung mga culture and social norms ng country na pupuntahan mo. And I think very good tip din yung i-prepare mo na yung mga documents na I'm very sure laging hahanapin sa'yo.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I shared some tips also when it comes to personal finance sa podcast mo naman. So sa mga nakikinig sa atin, abangan nyo yung episode namin ni Kring dun sa The Greener Side podcast naman. So siguro to end, Kring, why don't you invite our listeners na makinig sa The Greener Side podcast at abangan yung episode ko ng pag-guest ko dun sa iyo.
Yes, so Happy New Year sa lahat. If one of your New Year's resolutions is to migrate abroad and to start afresh, do listen to the Greener Side podcast because Fitz and I will be discussing New Year's resolutions kung paano ka nga ba makakapag-ipon para ikaw ay mag-migrate. We discuss all the things about finance, what you need to do, some tips on how you can save your money faster and earn money faster. And apart from that, we will also discuss some tips on how you could move in other countries such as Japan, South Korea, USA, etc. So yes, please listen to the Greener Side podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Ako maraming salamat, Kring, for guesting in my podcast. And any parting words to our listeners?
Yes. So from all of the people that I've interviewed who have gone overseas, really the persistent or the persisting theme is that these people did their research. And I really cannot stress enough that working hard, working smart by doing your research will really take you places. I know that some people, especially tayong mga millennials, Gen Zers, have a lot of self-doubt. And we feel like we can't go far. But the fact is that you can. And it's really just knowledge that will take you there. So just do your research and you will get to where you want to go, whether that's overseas or just a different path in life.
That's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Kring for guesting in this episode. And do check out the Greener Side podcast to hear more stories and tips on how to move to another part of the world. If you haven't done so, then please click the follow button for the 80%, and I hope you can share this episode to your friends. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.